It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Thirsty Thursday. It is January the 7th. This is Speak Out 2.0, as the announcer said, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're here usually every Monday through Friday, and I say usually because I was off yesterday. And actually, I'm also going to be off next Friday, unfortunately, because I have to attend the funeral of a friend. But we're normally here every Monday through Friday. Let's give you a little bit of weather going on right now. It's about 24 miles an hour out there blowing in Bullhead City. We're going to get up to 66 today. Tomorrow, 68, a little warmer. Then we drop down to 64 on Saturday, 63 on Sunday, 66 on Monday, and 68 on Tuesday. And by the way, the W doesn't stop till the 16th. Yeah. Originally, the W was only going to be here for like a few days, but you know, our weather changes every single day, as you can tell. So we're going to have this W around for over a week. Give you a little bit about sports action. Let's see. Tonight we have the Indiana Hoosiers and the Wisconsin Badgers at 6:45 on KNTR Sports. Tomorrow night we have the Phoenix Suns and Detroit Pistons. Saturday, Indianapolis Colts and a little football and the Buffalo Bills. That's at 10:30. Sunday, we're going to have the Baltimore Ravens at 10:30. The Chicago, the Ravens are taking on the Titans. The Bears against the Saints at 2:15, and Cleveland Browns against the Pittsburgh Steelers at 6 o'clock at night. And Monday night football, 5 p.m. Oh, Monday night basketball, excuse me, 5 p.m. Phoenix Suns against the Washington Wizards. So that's all happening in our sports, and our sports station is 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you are. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee. And Dutch Bros was going to be my first guest today, but unfortunately she texted me early this morning and said that she woke up sick. So Amanda Stevens, get well. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Solutions, Barron Services. Well, yeah, but they are the solution. If you have a pool, you would need someone to design it and install it, they can do that. Schedule maintenance, they can do that. You got a problem with your pump, they can come and fix that too. So call Barron's. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, schedule maintenance, they can do removal, replacement. In fact, they can even do a complete design and installation of a yard for you. Experts in pest solutions, commercial or residential, schedule treatment or problem areas, and they can take care of your weeds. Call Barron's at 758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some extra money? Maybe you want a vacation home in the Wallapies or Williams come next summer? Sounds pretty good. Maybe you need to refi because you're paying a little bit too much, or you want to put a pool in the backyard and you're looking for some money? Well, Chad Hansen has money for you, and that's Mojave Mortgage. You call him up, 928-288-2691. Tell him what you need, and he will work on getting you exactly what you need, and he gets it at the best rate. He's had customers say that their service is fantastic. Another customer said Chad and his staff, they recommend him highly. So if you need money, 288-2691. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The owner, David Torres, has an open-door policy. You want to see where your pets are going to be? He doesn't have a problem with that. He'll take you right back and show you. You know, you can leave your dog or your cat for a day, a week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem with Risen Star. Take your pets there. And then if you have a dog or two dogs or two puppies, like somebody we know, and you have behavior problems with them, and boy, do we ever, you take them to Risen Star. David trained dogs in the service, and he trained dogs for Sacramento County. He knows their behavior issues. He can help you with training, personal protection, and service dogs. Call 928-754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park at the airport in Bullhead City. And now into the studio, we have Grace Heck. Hi, Grace. How are you? Hold on. I fixed my phone. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Good. So what was that theme song from that I started the show with?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Callers, 702-298-1063. Do you know that theme song? I got nothing to give you. Well, no, I do have something to give. I got a gift certificate for Southern Made Donuts. Call me. Call us. 702-298-1063. If you can tell us this theme song, where it came from. Now, in all fairness, Grace is too young for this show because this was before she was born. It was a couple guys on stage, on TV, on CBS, on Sunday nights. 702-298-1063. You want some donuts from Southern Made Donuts? Give me a call right now. Tell us, who is this? What was the theme song? Okay, I'll give you a hint. Mom always liked him best. No, that doesn't help. That doesn't even help the listeners. They're not calling. That was the Smothers Brothers theme song.
No.
On CBS on Sunday nights, the Smothers Brothers, and one brother always told the other one Mom liked him best. So it was a big thing they did. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you bet. You decided that you want to clean up Bullhead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know the city has been doing one-offs cleanups for a while, so I just thought that it would be nice if it was a little more consistent.
Kind of like the wind that blows all the trash around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is a lot of trash because we have a lot of wind.
Exactly.
So it's not just a problem of homeless people in the desert, which
no.
we do have that. But there's also illegal dumping, landscape dumping.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I found a jet ski, a stove, couches, a sofa, mattresses. Yeah. I mean, it's a bigger problem.
I walked a desert behind my development off of Silver Creek Road, and I have found all kinds of stuff out there. And usually I'll put it on Facebook, and then Ryan from the city calls me and goes, okay, where's that at so I can get our guys up there to clean it up, you know? But in the tri-state area, just because of the winds that we have trash everywhere.
We do, yeah. And I think that, you know, the city does a great job, but as community members, we can also do our part, and there's no reason why we can't get out there for a couple hours and clean up the area in the middle of our town. So just take that civic pride and get together. We can all social distance. We're all outside and get it done.
Lori Duggins used to have gloves and vests because, like, our Kiwanis Club and the Noon Kiwanis Club and other groups clean the parkway all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we call, they give us the bags and they give us the gloves and they give us, and we take the gloves and stuff back. But with COVID, maybe they're not handing out gloves, but it's a good idea to wear a safety vest when you're out there picking up trash. So what day are you going to do this?
Just to reiterate on what you just said, I've already contacted Dave Heath, and the Parks and Rec Department are going to be helping with that. It's important to wear vests because to stay safe.
Yes.
It's going to be February 5th.
Okay.
So we're going to do it the first Friday of every month so that it's consistent, so that people know, okay, it's the first Friday, you know, we're going to clean up. So,
and they just happen to be meeting at your favorite coffee shop.
You know, I love supporting local small businesses, and there's lots of, you know, coffee shops going from like nothing, which we had forever, to so many. But I love Tassa. I think it's a great coffee shop, and Jade's doing such a good job in our town. And so,
what's her address there? Do you know?
Yes. It is.
Grabs her phone. Tassa's on Highway 95.
Mm-hmm. It is 2649 Highway 95. It's right in that same location as Lizzie's Kitchen. So there isn't a lot of parking, but there is along the road there. So if you come at 6 a.m. on February 5th to Tassa, you can get a free coffee and pastry for volunteering. And then we're all going to go out and meet along Industrial Road. So that's where I went, and I just saw the trash that was in that field, which, if you don't know where Industrial Road is, it's right along Miracle Mile, and there's the new bus stop, big location, by Big Lots and KFC. And there's a field there, and there's just tons of trash from the wind. But I was like, well, I'll just drive up a little further. And so I drove up that dirt road, and I just couldn't believe it, how much trash. Trash and clothes and just random stuff.
So it's time to clean it all up.
Yeah.
So anybody that wants to volunteer can call you or just show up.
They can just show up. If they go to my Facebook page, which is Make Bullhead Butter, there is an event there, so they can say that they're going. But there's people under the video that I posted that said, oh, it's on my calendar, we're going to go. So, yeah, you're more than welcome. Just come. And next month, in March, we're actually going to be meeting at Profit Kitchen, which is the new restaurant that's going to be opening.
I talked to Eric the other day.
Yeah, it's so great. I'm so excited. So,
for those of us that remember where Firehouse Coffee was in the mall there, Profit is going to be opening. He thinks maybe mid to late January.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all healthy food. Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to eat there.
Oh, he has lots of other stuff, too. He's just such a good guy, and I'm so excited. So every month I'd like to have that meeting that from 6 to 7 at different local restaurants to support them and also make
John,
a meeting place.
And John Hassett will be reopening Firehouse in a new location.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's purchased the building that for years, those of us have been around here forever, we called it the Cow Building, Kelly Ayler Ward, that built it. And it's right next to the dry cleaners. There's only one dry cleaners in Boyd City.
Yeah.
And John just bought that building there.
Nice.
There is a friend of mine who's had this little cell phone business in there forever.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something. If you ever need a charger for your phone or something, a case or something that you can't find anywhere else, you go see her at, I think it's called One Stop Cell. And she'll find it for you. That's what she lives on. And people that come in and go, on my Facebook here, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. And she'll show them and ask them for a couple bucks. And that keeps her open. But she's in there. They're going to move Bullet Florist in there.
Wow.
And then Firehouse Coffee. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Bullhead Florist isn't going to be in that spot it's been for?
Well, they're there now, but yeah, he's going to move them. He bought that last year.
That's interesting.
And so he's going to move that in there, and so that's going to that'll there's a you used to call them head shops. There's a head shop in there, tobacco and everything else, and all the little pipes and everything that's in there.
Is that going to stay there?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not leaving.
Well, interesting.
And then that little plaza will beef up a little bit. So it's squeezed in between Human Being and the dry cleaners.
Yeah, I went to church there all growing up. It was
exactly.
Calvary Chapel.
Yeah,
for years
and right next door was K-Bass K-West.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I worked there for years back in the day.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yep, so it all changes. So you're going to meet next month, you're going to meet at ProFit up at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, who knows, maybe in April, John will be ready and you can meet at Firehouse Coffee.
Yeah, that would be great.
And between Human Being and Firehouse, and you can get plenty.
You're just going to have like a triangle of coffee shops,
yeah,
right there.
I know.
That's interesting.
So it's going to be great. So let us let me do this here. So how do people get in touch with you that are interested to get to participate? Just show up or?
Yeah, they can show up that morning at 6 a.m. at TASA. Also, if they ever have any questions, they can email me. My email is makebullheadbetter@gmail.com, so it's pretty easy to remember.
How'd you come up with Make Bullhead Better?
It's not very original. I just wanted to make Bullhead better, so that wasn't taken. So I just used it.
That's good. And you often say hashtag make Bullhead better.
Yeah, because on social media, if you use the hashtag, it makes it blue and it stands out better, and people can search for that and it shows up. So.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063, our phone does work, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 183058.
Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know you're concerned for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by, you just heard him, Chaz Martinez at Talus Harbor Hospital. Yeah, Bullhead Hospital. There's two hospitals in Bullhead City. You didn't know that, did you? There's WARMC, and of course, there's Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. It's a specialty hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients, seniors with physical and mental difficulties. Maybe depression or suicidal thoughts or paranoia or bipolar or substance abuse or emotional abuse or emotional issues. Call Chaz, 928-404-6009. That's what they specialize in. A friend of mine that's done the show several times, she kind of had a meltdown and thought, gosh, I'm not doing well. I know where I need to go. And she went in there and got better and was home in like 9 days. So Talus Harbor, Bullhead City Hospital, if you know someone who might need help, just call them and ask them the questions, 404-6009. We're also brought to you by where we broadcast from, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got restaurants, movies. Actually, we don't have movies right now. Movie theater's closed. So we have restaurants, we have clothing, we have vitamins and shoes and hats and gifts and a nail salon and vape products and sports items and sunglasses and boots and a Boys and Girls Club thrift store. You can rent a jet ski, but I don't know why you would right now. We have a medical clinic that belongs to Warm Sea that's in the building that faces out to Casino Drive, a dollar store, a nail salon, and so much more. And no, it's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. So you hear those rumors tell people it's not true. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. You know, everyone has their own comfort level. What's a comfortable temperature in your home or your office? Well, it's not where you want it to be, and you can't get it there. Then you call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They'll come fix it. 758-2400. They can take care of your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, or your swamper. Call them. 758-2400. You can also set up scheduled maintenance, and they can even replace a unit if you need it. 758-2400. We're also brought to you by Warm Sea, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee, who was supposed to be here, but she's homesick, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Service. You heard that commercial a minute ago, old Greg over there at 763-8464. Well, now we're back with Grace. And how long have you been doing hashtag Bullhead City, make Bullhead City better?
I started at September 2019.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you post a lot of videos on Facebook. How do you decide who's going to be in your videos, other than Tom Brady every 2 weeks?
Well, actually, this year my resolution has been to get much better with scheduling. I have several videos kind of in the queue, and it just depends. You know, if there's something that's time-related.
Right.
Like, I just interviewed Sam from the girls' fast pitch softball yesterday, and since that sign-up is coming up on the 18th, I'll definitely get that out, you know,
yeah,
right before that so people know.
So tell our listeners what that's about.
Yeah, I interviewed Sam, who's been doing girls' fast pitch softball for the past 10 years. He has daughters, and so that's how he started. But if you have any daughters from age 4 to 17... this whole last year, because of COVID, they've had to cancel several of their seasons. But we've had lots of sports tourism in Bullhead tournaments and things like that. And Sam was able to keep the snack bar open at Rotary Park there.
Yeah.
And so because of that, all of that revenue created money in that account for them. So this year, if you want your daughters or girls to play softball, it's completely free, and the jerseys and socks will be provided. So the sign up for that is Monday through Thursday starting January 18th. It will end February 18th, so you have all month to sign them up, and he will be there from 6 to 8:30 every night.
And where's that going to be?
At Rotary Park at the snack bar.
So every night he's going to be at the snack bar to sign girls up for fast picks.
Yeah.
Fast pitch. Whoa. And it's free this year.
It's completely free. I mean, you're going to they'll have to buy their own cleats and helmet.
Right, yeah.
But the sign-up fee that's normally there for insurance, they're covering that. They're also covering the fee for the jersey and the socks. So,
wow.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
You know, he has such a good heart. He said, normally we go to businesses and we ask for like $250 donations. But he said after COVID, we just couldn't go to businesses and ask for anything. So they just wanted to give this to the community. And, you know, there's different viewpoints on all this sports tourism. But because of that, we're able to bless our community with this. So
that's fantastic.
I think that's awesome.
I think, yeah, I do too. That's great. That's great. All right. We have to pay for this radio show, you know. And so we got to take another little break here.
No problem.
And you don't know this song. This is from the 70s. You weren't around yet, you know. 702-298-1063 if you have a question and you want to join in. We're here till another 30 minutes, and then Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Many of us have visited the doctor for an ongoing health concern to which the doctor will recommend a prescription. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop understands some people may need a dosage not available from the manufacturer. Tony at the Apothecary Shop, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy in Lake Havasu, can compound the perfect dose for your height, weight, and condition, treating your condition more effectively. Tony has a personal commitment to his community. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The wait is over. Bradley Ford now has the new 2021 Ford Bronco on their lot. Come see what everyone is talking about. This is not the Bronco you remember. Fresh, futuristic, and fun. Come in and see and order the series that fits you and your adventure. Customized by you. Truly unique. Just like you. Make it your own Ford Bronco today and visit Bradley Ford in person or BradleyFord.com. There's more than one way to find your wild side. 2021 Ford Bronco at Bradley Ford in Lake Havasu.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Each and every day we're brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center with sanitized facilities. Like I said, here in the Laughlin Mall, we have a walk-in clinic that faces out to Casino Drive. It's on the outside of the mall. Then they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target, Warm Sea, a four-story, because there's one underground, a four-story hospital and ER up on Silver Creek Road. Then we move over to the Parkway, and they've got the wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273, and Claudia will get you to the right person, because that's what she does. 763-2273, Warm Sea, if you don't feel well. Also, Walker Service Electric. If you have an electrical issue in your home, you call Walker. If you got a problem at your business, you call Walker. If you are doing new construction, you call Walker. Highline Power, and I have no idea why you'd be playing with Highline Power, but if you do, you call Walker. They have trucks all over Mojave County every single day. They got guys that live all over the county and work out of the main offices in Kingman. But they take care of your electrical issues. Get them handled by a professional. Walker Service Electric. Put this number in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need an electrician. 24/7, they're available. Call 928-718-9444. Dutch Bros Coffee, right across from Mojave High School. They do handcrafted coffees, hot lattes, mochas, cold brew, nitro-infused, which just sounds dangerous, blended espresso to perfection, and then they add your favorite flavor. Plus, they got energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa, all at Dutch Bros in Bullhead City. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And we're back with Grace now. And Grace, you interviewed Brooke the other day. You want to tell everybody what Brooke's up to now?
I did, yeah. Brooke Pollack, she is going to be opening a creamery.
Yeah.
And she owns Kona Ice, which, if you don't know what that is, it's amazing shaved ice that she has a truck that drives around. They go to birthday parties, any event that's happening in Bullhead, she's usually there. And
did you know she's an RN?
Yeah.
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 When I had a little heart issue and I spent a couple days in Warm Sea a few years ago, she was my nurse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now she sells me Cocoa. You know, I mean, Corona. What are they? I guess it's like shaved ice. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So she's going to be putting a location at the five-way stop on Marina. Right now, it's a horribly ugly orange. Used to be a taco shop. It's just awful.
It's only a four-way stop.
Oh, sorry, four-way stop.
Yeah.
So she's going to be demolishing that and building.
Demolishing?
Yeah. At the end of the interview, she was like, I just want to get a sledgehammer and get in there. They're just going to take both of those things off of there and taking it down to the bones and then building it up into this really cute, quaint farmhouse-style creamery.
People who have been around here for a long time remember her dad, who was a teacher at Mojave, Bullhead Junior High. And I think now he's still teaching in the Valley, I believe, Ron Banks.
Oh, nice.
You know, those who know Ron's Tire,
uh-huh.
That's Ron's Tire after Ron Banks.
Nice. Yeah. And her parents owned a car wash here in town.
Right, right across from Safeway, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I actually went to school with her and her sister.
So. Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, small town. I like that part of it. I like that everybody is connected in some way.
I like the fact that, you know, Brady and I are in Kiwanis together, and so we talk all the time. But I had him on the air Monday talking about city, and then at the end of the show I mentioned that Ryan Frewerth was going to be on the next day. And he goes, oh, you got to tell the story. You got to ask Ryan about the story that this was a long time ago when Ryan was like 10 or something. and his Ryan grew up in Kingman, and Tom was up there refereeing a softball game, and so was Ryan's dad, Daryl. And I went to school with Daryl in California. Yeah. And so Daryl and Tom are refereeing, but they're both tall, bald guys. And Ryan's running around the ball fields as a young kid, and he goes up to Brady, and he's pulling on him saying, Dad, I want some sunflower seeds. And he looked up, and he went, oh, you're not my dad. So, yeah, and that's what makes us still the small city. We were talking earlier about Ryan at the city cleaning up around town, and I sent a text to Ryan Frewerth the other day, but I didn't send it to Ryan Frewerth. I sent it to Ryan at the city, and he came back, and he goes, I think you might want to send this to Ryan Frewerth. I went, oh, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, everybody knows everybody and grows up with everybody, and that's what makes all of our communities, Bullhead, Laughlin, and Kingman, and Havasu, the place to be, because we all know everyone.
Absolutely. I think that's another reason why I wanted to do Make Bullhead Better is because we don't have very many media outlets, but when somebody Googles Bullhead City or when somebody types it into YouTube, I want them to find the good things that are happening here and see all of the amazing people and businesses and organizations. So that was really important to me.
Right. I think so, too. I think so, too. And we had a supervisor years ago, Del D'Alessandro, who started a cleanup. And he kept telling people, hey, you want to help me clean up? And all he found was people that said, well, I'll drive my truck and pick up and they can throw the trash in my truck. He goes, no, I need people to pick up. Oh, I'm not available. Mm-hmm. You know? And so don't be surprised if you only have five or six people that show up, because it's below them to pick up trash in the desert.
You know, I really want to highlight something that Republic Services does. They do 6 free bulky pickups a year.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that just isn't talked about enough and people don't know. Because when you go out there, you realize, okay, do people just not know where the dump is? And, you know, what is keeping people from actually putting this in the trash instead of putting it in the desert? And as far as being it below someone to pick up trash, I don't know. If we all just do a little bit, it makes such a big difference.
Well, so. You're starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, and not too many people have to be at work at 7. So if you go out there for half an hour, pick up a couple bags of trash and then go to work, you're not going to get dirty. You're walking around. You're just picking it up, putting it in the bag.
Well, too, it's Friday morning. None of our schools have school on Friday.
Right.
So
bring
you
your
can
kids.
Come, bring your kids. I think that's something. I have a two-year-old and a six-month-old. You know, there's no reason that you can't get out there.
Your six-month-old won't be picking up much trash.
No, she will not. But just take your kids, show them what it means to be civically involved, and take pride in your community.
My granddaughter, a year and a half ago, she's at Mojave Valley Elementary School. And they started a the advanced class, what do I want to call that?
Dual enrollment?
No, not dual enrollment, but it was, anyways, she was going to get into this group of advanced students. And she called me, texted me, she didn't call, texted me and said, can you tell me some of the community things I've done? And I said, sure. And so I started texting her back all the things that she's done. You know, I've made her walk the Connie Davis walk over here. I've made her go to the park and feed the homeless with Toby at D'Angelo's. And I've done a lot of this type of stuff with her. She's helped me with the Kiwanis Kids Expo. I've made her and her cousin work the Kiwanis Kids Expo. And you got to get the kids out doing some of these things that, number one, they don't like it. Number two, they need to see it. And they need to be a part of it. And it's good for them.
Yeah, I think that growing up here in Bullhead and having that small feel and seeing people like Denise Swartzman and people like that, those are role models that you want to model that after, and you see how much just one person can make such a big difference.
Yeah,
and
you look how long that she ran the Boys and Girls Club, and then she did the Cinderella Forever Cinderella tournaments, and they were all over the place.
Yeah.
And, so excellent. Yeah.
I wanted to say, too, tomorrow night is a free concert at Mojave High School. It's a winter choir concert, and it's free, but donations are accepted. It's first come, first serve, no advance tickets, but they've had to cancel so many things like
I
other
know.
People. But now they're able to have a concert and inside and with social distancing and all of that stuff. But
yeah, it's not going to be a packed auditorium.
No.
They're going to move people around and make you sit a couple seats up from each other, which you want, you know. And everybody wear a mask inside and sit back and enjoy a free concert.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I had the choir director, Mr. Pruitt, on the air Tuesday talking about it.
And yeah.
Yeah. Lance Ross put out a press release. And
I'm so glad that our community is starting to do things like that, though. You know, as much as we all hate Corona. We also need that interaction. We need safe interaction that supports our community.
Well, and the Rotary Club just announced they had to cancel the Slab-O-Rama this year, which was scheduled for next weekend, the 15th and 16th and 17th, and they had to cancel that. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's things like that that we're canceling left and right all over the county.
Right.
You know, all over Mojave, and you know, Havasu's going through it, and so's Kingman, and we're all trying to muddle through and do our best, but unfortunately, sometimes we've got to pull the plug on events, and it's sad. So our Kiwanis Club is going to be doing a golf tournament on March 20th at Los Lagos. And, again, we were saying, are we going to do it? Are we not? But it's outdoors, and you're definitely social distance. You'd have to take more than one cart and just spread out a little bit when you're out there playing.
I wanted to say, too, for the soft pitch or fast pitch softball and Kiwanis, things like that, if you're feeling a little cooped up, there are places that you can go and volunteer or get involved with Kiwanis, with the fast pitch softball. There's so many different places, you know, that you can go and volunteer. So, and it's safe and everybody social distances and wears masks, but put your time, you know, if you don't want to come pick up trash, use your time to volunteer. It will really make such a big difference, not only for the people that you're helping, but for your own mental health.
Yeah, and that's part of it, too. You know, you actually feel good when you do some of these things, and you might not think so, but afterwards, if there's six or seven people and they clean up one little area of the desert and all of a sudden it's clean, you stand back and go, wow,
Yeah. It's like cleaning your kitchen.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling you get, you know.
It's like a couple of years ago, the Boys and Girls Club was putting in that Kaboom Park and behind the Boys and Girls Club. And again, I made my granddaughter and her cousin work it, you know. And afterwards, they were inside. They were doing some painting. And they said, wow, that's always going to be there, huh? And I go, yeah. And they go, well, that's pretty cool. We painted that. And I go, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so there are things that you can accomplish in our community. There's Saint. You want to help out with pets, get involved with Saint. You want to help out with kids, you can get involved with Kiwanis. That's all we do. It's to benefit children. And then you have Rotary Club, and you have Lions, and the Lions help with the glasses. And Dr. Carolyn Stewart's been a part of that forever, and some of the other great educators in our community that always said kids need to be able to see what we're teaching them. So
Lions Club, I was the health attendant at Mojave Accelerated for a couple years, and the Lions Club were great. I would have kids come in, and then I would just need to write them a letter, and these kids couldn't afford glasses, and they helped them, no questions asked, and it was a wonderful benefit, because if these kids can't see, they can't learn.
Our Kiwanis Club is getting ready to do the summer swim lessons again this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll definitely be signing
your
my girls up.
Yeah. I don't know about that six-month-old.
Yeah, they have a great – they have like a mommy and me
they
class.
They do, yeah.
So I love that one. I think it's great. For as much water as we have in our community, I love that the Kiwanis offers that. It's such an amazing service, and kids really need to know how to be safe around water in our community.
Well, and we did that because we didn't want some – parent to lose a child to drowning and say, I couldn't afford swim lessons, you know,
right.
I couldn't get them there, and I couldn't. So Carla Brady years ago said, let's do free swim lessons. And so we spend almost $10,000 a year that we pay the city while your kids swim for free and learn how to swim. And we do the mommy and me, and then the first and second year. After that, you're on your own. You know, if you want to become a barracuda with Ed Katafamo, you're on your own. But we want to teach them the basics, how to get in and how to get out and how to survive in water. And so, you know, when you think about it, a year ago we lost a little autistic boy to the Colorado River.
Yeah.
And we just want to be able to provide swim lessons and get the kids to understand water's not always that safe. And so know how to get in, know how to get out.
I've heard that your numbers for Kiwanis are a little low for the morning club. How can people get involved with Kiwanis if they want to be part of that morning club?
You call Bob Brown. You call Bob Brown. He is our, I guess we call him our membership chairperson. And you can call Bob at 727-7373. You call him today, and he'll be more than happy to meet with you and tell you all about our club. Our dues is a whole $100 a year.
And when do you meet?
Tuesday mornings at the Elks Lodge at 6:45, and we're dark right now. We're staying dark for the rest of this month due to COVID, but we're going to kick back up on the 2nd of February and get rocking and rolling and do our golf tournament and do our Kiwanis Kids Expo and onward and upward.
Yay, that's awesome.
Yeah, you should be ready to join by next February, next month.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, you get nothing but time at 6:45 in the morning, right? You're not busy.
Not at all.
Not at all, yeah. Changing diapers and, yeah. Well, that's just part of life, right? So, but then there's the noon Kiwanis Club, too. You can get involved in that. Just like there's a noon Rotary and a morning Rotary Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's plenty going on in our communities. You want to get involved and you're not sure, call me, 928. What's my number? 201-3313, and I can always direct you to all the groups, and Mojave Daily News prints it in the paper every once a week. So,
perfect.
Stick around. We're going to be right back, and you can join in. You know, we have a phone. You can call us. It works. 702-298-1063.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
With the gift-giving season upon us, MEC wanted to remind all of our members about one gift that gives the entire family joy: reliable internet services. If you haven't heard yet, Mojave Electric has partnered with TWN to produce a redundant, symmetrical, and reliable fiber optic broadband internet service. Phase one of the project is being constructed as you hear this message. If you have not already, please go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband and pre-register today for what will be the most reliable internet service in our tri-state area. This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion. It hurts! Oh, it hurts! I felt queasy, I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 blah. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Baron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Come play where the locals win. Aquarius Casino Resort. Billy from Kingman won $21,090 hitting multiple jackpots. Alan from Bullhead City won $4,800 playing hot roll video poker. Ronald from Laughlin won $4,000 playing video poker. And Barbara from Fort Mojave won $1,397 playing China Shores. You could be our next big winner at Aquarius today.
There's a lot of talk about defunding the police, but not much about how that would affect the police services we receive, like reduced numbers of police on the streets and on residential patrols, leading to longer emergency response times and more burglaries. Fewer investigators, leading to more violent criminals on the streets. The National Police Association asks you to let your local and state officials know the truth. Find out more about keeping your neighborhood safe at nationalpolice.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time to review your life insurance? Or how about your auto insurance? Maybe your home insurance? Maybe you have renter's insurance. You're not sure if it's still protecting everything. Call a professional. Sit down with them. 763-8464. Call Greg and his staff, and they'll sit down with you and say, well, let's take a look at this. Nobody can read those policies, but those guys can because they read them every day. Call 763-8464, sit down with them and see if they can save you money. It doesn't cost you anything. Just call them up and ask. Mojave Electric Cooperative, do you have your co-op connection card? That's where you save money all over town. If you have one, you know you already save money. You ask everybody everywhere you go, you take the co-op connection card. But if you don't have one, you need to stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up. You can save money at, Harrington Accounting, Arby's in Bullhead City, Ron's Tire Pros, Anderson Ford, Stout Wellness, all over town, Laughlin River Tours, Zubrick T-Shirts, the Music Store in Fort Mojave, just some of the places you save money at if you have that co-op connection card. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, it's now a 4-star rated center by the Medicare and Medicaid Services Group of Arizona. It's a constantly sanitized medical facility with services that include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, along with a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And we're also brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, all their services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And I do want to read a couple things real quick here. Arizona numbers this morning were reported at 9,913 cases in Arizona and 297 new deaths. That's almost 300 people. And 300 families affected by that. Oh. In Mojave County, yesterday afternoon, they reported 180 cases, 12 new deaths. Of the 180, 66 were in Bullhead City, 52 in Kingman, and 56 in Lake Havasu City. And today, just now, Mojave County has announced that we are moving into Phase 1B. This is people in the protective services occupations, adults 75 and older, education and child care workers, essential services. Actually, I'm an essential service, but I don't think I need to get a shot just because I'm on the radio here. Critical industry workers, adults, and risk conditions in congregative settings. So that's the next group that are going to get vaccinations. Cool. No comment. Hey, tell me about candles.
Okay.
Put that right up in front of your mouth.
I wanted to give a shout out to one of your sponsors real quick,
though. Okay.
Which kind of ties into the candles. So Greg, he is our insurance person, and after Timothy, our little boy, passed away, he let us know that in our policy we had I don't know what it's called, but part of our policy was if somebody passed away, even though he wasn't directly named our son, and we got some money back,
which kind of helped pay for everything, huh?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you care nothing about money, right. But looking back, I just thought we didn't even know that that was in our policy, and so that was something that he didn't necessarily have to mention. We would never have known the difference, but he is a really good guy, and he let us know, and I just thought that was really sweet of him. He is a really nice guy.
Yeah, 763-8464 if you want a nice guy to take care of your family and your insurance. Okay, so tell us about candles, because you have your own candle little factory business.
I do. So after Timothy passed away, I really wanted to do something. I, looking back, realized it was a lot of grief just trying to stay busy and figure not think about that. But I started making candles, and so now it's been 3 years, and I make 100% soy candles. They burn for 50 to 60 hours, and they don't put off any soot. Normal candles are made from paraffin wax, which is a petroleum-based wax, and it kind of puts off chemicals in the air and soot, and it burns much faster, so you burn your candle, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I just spent however much money, and then it's gone. So my candles last a lot longer, and they're clean, and they're locally made. I hand pour all of them in small batches, so they're available at TASA. Jade is amazing, and Jade and another, I think Java Jetters, Kovu down in Fort Mojave, they let local small businesses like me that don't have enough money to have our own space.
Right.
You can go in there and put your handmade items in there, and they don't charge you any money. There's no commission or anything like that. And
it's just kind of a service that they do. Huh?
Yeah. So if somebody comes in to buy a candle, more than likely they're probably going to buy a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just kind of mutually beneficial, but it's been a great way to make good connections, and people don't have to come to my house. They can just go in there and get it.
So if you want coffees and candles, go to TASA. And who's in the Fort Mojave?
I don't have any there yet, but you can put yours there. But they're also at La Tida's and yeah, there's even a place called Chrissy's in Lake Havasu that came down and got them. So,
wow.
I know.
And I think they're at Honey's too, right?
They will be, yeah. I'm working on my Arizona line right now. So.
And Honey's is a brand new bakery we have.
Yes, they just opened at their soft opening on Monday. It's also owned by Jade, so she's running around like crazy. But it's now open from 4 to 2. They were from 6 to 2. They were open from 6 to 4, but they were just running out of stuff because it was so busy, which is a great problem to have, right?
We went in there Monday, and we took home biscuits and gravy, and oh, man.
Was it good?
Yeah, and so much of it. It was crazy. We're about out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate you coming in and filling in for Amanda, who was off sick, and you did a whole hour.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.